When it's done, all you have to do is press stop.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Hi. So this is a pre-recorded interview for the show they have tonight. So it's not live or anything. And I might like edit some stuff later if I make mistakes or if anything like happens with the sound. But yeah, I was just hoping to ask you some stuff about Mount Pauley and the Day of Action on April 29th.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But before we start, would you like to like introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, yeah, my name is Kanahus Manuel from the Secwepemc and Tanaka Nations in the interior of so-called British Columbia.
Okay, thank you for coming on the show. Could you just tell me a bit about what happened at Mount Pauley, the mine site, in August 2014,
August 4th, it was one of the world's largest environmental mining disasters that happened in the heart of our territory, Secwepemc Ulugh. The area that is impacted, it's called Yuchnesen Chaimetgwa. It's a very highly spiritual, culturally significant area for our people. It's the birthing grounds of the salmon, and it says it in the name. The name actually talks about how a woman's water breaks when giving birth, all of that life and everything that brings into our world. So that's the power behind that place that's been impacted. It left a lot of trauma within our people, a collective trauma that's being held by all of our nation right now in regards to our salmon, the impacts, the negative impacts on our salmon and the accumulative impacts that this is going to have on our salmon and our wildlife in the area. And since we are a salmon people, that directly impacts us as a nation and our culture and our way of life. And so after this disaster, myself and a delegation of Secwepemc people lit a sacred fire at the entrance to the Mount Pauley mine site, really act as a epicenter and a crisis center for everybody because the government or industry wasn't offering anything for the communities that have been impacted by the disaster.
Wow. And had there been resistance to the mining before that disaster?
Pardon?
Had there been resistance in the community to the mining on the mountain before that disaster?
Yeah, well, we've been fighting Imperial Metals prior to the disaster because they're trying to also set up a new mine in the headwaters to the largest sockeye salmon spawning grounds in our territory. And after the disaster, our people were outraged. Our people needed a grace period because people were dealing with so much trauma and not really knowing what type of impacts this is going to have. Like, you know, thousands and millions of, hundreds of millions of liters of toxic waste that entered into our freshwater creeks, rivers, and lakes. And we've been sending monitors. I've monitored, sent out, walked the ground zero of the disaster and documented firsthand that Imperial Metals is not cleaning up this mess. They're not cleaning it up. They're leaving tailings just strewn throughout the whole area, right at the site of the breach, all the way the length of Hazeltine Creek. Imperial Metals is claiming that they're cleaning up, but they're only cleaning up a half a kilometer at the end of Hazeltine where it enters into Quesnel Lake. They said they set up sediment ponds that are going to trap the sediment from flowing into our fresh waters. But we have footage that you could look at my own YouTube channel under Conahu's Manual and see that there is no clean, that the sediment ponds are not stopping the toxic sediment from flowing right into Quesnel Lake, which is the sixth deepest lake in the whole world. And the lake has changed color, and the whole ebb and flow of the lake is really unique in that people and scientists can't even understand the whole ebb and flow of that lake at any given time. One end of the lake could be a foot or up to a meter higher than the other side. The lake completely does a flip every couple of months on that lake. So the lake has changed color, and it's going and it's flowing, and it hasn't stopped flowing since August 4th right into the Fraser River watershed, which it eventually flows into the Fraser River. So 63% of the province of BC depends on that Fraser River watershed. It's a big disaster. The people need to wake up because this is going to set a precedent on how Canada and the Canadian mining industry and the BC government deal with any type of disasters like this. We see with the tanker spill and the Salish Seas that happened, that government and industry, they have no response. There's no emergency response in cleaning up any type of toxins that enter into our environment. Mm-hmm. And these are Indigenous homelands. Here in British Columbia, especially, we've never ceded or surrendered our lands. There's no treaties signed for the majority of this whole province. And Indigenous people are standing up and fed up that we are being ignored. We're invisible. We're invisible to the public as Indigenous people, and our rights and title need to be recognized. And that's the main thing, is that we have title and rights to this area, and they need to be recognized by industry and by government. And so when Mount Polly said that they applied for a permit to reopen the mine, that application was approved by the province, and it went through a public comment period, which ended on May 2nd. It was originally April 29th, but then it ended on May 2nd. And so we organized a national and actually global day of action, because it was other country in the U.S. They stood up with us on that day, and we organized actions throughout the country in Montreal. They had some solidarity action, Toronto, Portland, Los Angeles, Vancouver, Kamloops, and people showed solidarity from around the world through our social media with our sign solidarity too.
For this day of action that you organized, okay, sorry, I think you answered that question. So you had this day of action, and what's happening with the application in the aftermath of this big protest that you organized?
Well, what happens after the application gets approved and it goes, the province, the Ministry of Environment and the Ministry of Energy and Mines approves the application, it goes to the Cariboo Regional Mine Development Committee, which is very controversial in that it's a promoting mine development. So I feel that body is not the proper body for this application to go through. We need more grassroots people. We need impacted communities. We need Indigenous people to be a part of those committees that really care about the land, really care about the water and the future of our water. You know, that we're not just talking about for Native people, for us to continue to exist. This is for everybody. We all need clean water. And the salmon industry affects everybody. Yesterday, we had some very important organizing and strategy planning meetings with environmental NGOs, Indigenous delegations from around the province, as well as the Alaskan Natives, the Tlingit, and that came down specifically to meet with people that are opposed to Imperial Metals, because they're being impacted by Imperial Metals Red Chris Pine, which if a disaster happens there in the northern part of the province, it will impact all the tributaries that the Alaska fishermen depend on. So this is impacting a large, wide range of people in our society that are standing up to say no more. And that's why we were calling this campaign to shut down Mount Polly Imperial No More. People could check out the hashtag Imperial No More, send in solidarities, hashtag Imperial No More. We even have a UFC fighter, Ragin' Cajun Johnson, that'll be fighting, and he's going to be wearing his Imperial No More t-shirt to his UFC fight. So there's people that are standing up and wanting to address this issue and bring this issue to the forefront of not only environmental activism, but also Indigenous resistance and Indigenous title and rights issues here in the province.
And what can our listeners do to support resistance to mining on Mount Polly and other mining projects across Canada?
How could what?
What can our listeners do, or like people just listening to the radio, just like regular folks on the street, do to like support the resistance that's happening to mining on Mount Polly and other projects across Canada?
Well, they could still continue to respond to the public comment, even though it's over. People could address to the Williams Lake mayor, which is promoting the mine to reopen. There's also contacting us through imperialnomore@gmail.com. We're looking for people, researchers. We're looking for skilled people that are willing to be a part of this campaign and volunteer some hours to do some research. We need people to start targeting Murray Edwards, who is the largest shareholder of Imperial Metals, and he's also the co-owner of the NHL Calgary Flames. So this is our major shareholder, and we need to start putting a face to this beast that's coming to attack us. We could say Imperial No More. We could say Imperial Metals. We could say Ministry of Environment. We could say all of these names, but people don't put a face to it, and these are actual human beings that are making decisions that are impacting us. So people need to start, you know, getting information out, saying that this Mount Polly, we cannot let this set a precedent for us as human beings on this planet, that we're going to allow devastation to happen and nothing be done about it. Like we say, clean up, not cover up. They just laid off 120-plus workers at Mount Polly the other day, and their cleanup has stopped. And we have a lot of footage. People could start sharing that on their social networking. You could share the stuff on Imperial No More Facebook. Share the stuff on my YouTube that I posted so much stuff about the Mount Polly disaster. What happens here is going to happen straight across the whole country of Canada if we let this happen. The Canadian government is set up. Their whole apparatus is up to be a tax haven for Canadian mining companies. So we have people all walks of life all around the world that are setting up Canadian mining companies and not only getting away with destroying our land here, but getting away with murder and rape and assassination and imprisonment of indigenous leaders that are fighting Canadian mining companies abroad in Central and South America as well as Mexico. This is the beast that we're up against, these Canadian mining companies. Not only here, but everywhere, we need to unite against this Canadian mining company and the whole apparatus that they're setting up to allow mining to continue at such a fast rate, where anybody could go online and set a claim. And that's what's dangerous about it. It's so dangerous, especially with China signing and Canada signing agreements with each other. We have Chinese coming in and setting up mining companies and going into our homeland at such a fast rate. Our relatives in Saskatchewan are battling with 50 Chinese mining companies that are in exploration for uranium right now, that they want to fuel and energy to the tar sands. So this is all interconnected, the pipelines, the tar sands, all this extractive industry. Right now, the Suquamish Woman Warrior Society has blocaded Trans-Canada Highway expansion near Chase, British Columbia, right near our community of Nisqually, because Trans-Canada Highway is trying to move the economy forward, and that's one of their sayings, is moving the British Columbia economy forward. And the Trans-Canada Highway is so linked with extractive industry, as well as the CN Rail and the CP Railway, because all of the transportation corridors are bringing stolen resources to the global market. And they're stealing it from our land, because our land is not settled here in Canada.
Well, thank you very much, Kanahus. I hope that our listeners will do all those things, because this is a big issue that affects everyone. I want to thank you for coming on the program and talking to me today. And good luck with the resistance on Mount Polly.
Yeah, thank you. We're also coming up to the Imperial Metals AGM that's going to be on May 27th here in Vancouver. We're asking for people to also do some type of solidarity with us on that day. That's May 27th, the Imperial Metals AGM. We're going to be organizing a big mass rally and some theatrics and some direct action against all these shareholders and inform them that our land is not for sale and Imperial No More. Stop Mount Polly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Okay. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.